Welcome to the Jeff Knows Inc. Entrepreneurial Podcast with your host, Jeff Lopes. Jeff has over two decades experience as a serial entrepreneur, building brands like Kimuraware from his home basement to a multi-million dollar global brand that has sold over a quarter million pairs of boxing gloves. Jeff's here to educate, guide, and drive you on the process of bringing your ideas and dreams to reality with the inspiring stories from some of the top business minds.
Welcome to episode number 49 of the Jeff Knows Inc. podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Lopes. We have a special guest on from Israel, Galat Hanina. Galat has built the brand Awareness of Success on Instagram. Huge following, Instagram specialist. He's got a digital marketing company. We're going to have some great insight to learn everything about Galat and his journey to where he is today at a young age of 24. Great episode. Sit back, everyone, and enjoy. We are live on the Jeff Knows Inc. podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Lopes. We got a special guest today, Galat Hanina. Galat, say hello to everybody, brother.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for having me here, Jeff.
I'm excited to have you on. Galat's an expert when it comes to anything social media, digital marketing, and he's been able to give quite a bit of advice, but we're going to follow on. And I love hearing the journey of entrepreneurs and how they got to where they are. So Galat, first let's start off by just saying where you are now and what you're currently doing, and then we'll just flow with the conversation, brother.
Okay, perfect. So right now I run the company AOS Media, the company I started about like 2 years ago. It's an Instagram marketing agency. What we do is we help entrepreneurs, coaches, and business owners scale their mostly personal brands on Instagram. That's the main thing that we are doing right now. And I was able to found the company from zero. I was able to build a team. We have now two full-time employees and about, I don't know, maybe five or six freelancers working with us, some of them also full-time. And yeah, basically that's what I'm doing right now. And I guess my journey begins when I was serving in the army. I'm from Israel, for everyone to know. I was serving in the Israeli army for about 3.5 years. And I don't know if you know that, but when you serve in the Israeli army, you literally make no money. And I was on my way to becoming a mechanical engineer. I was studying before I was joining the army. And right when I joined the army, I was starting my first online business. I was about, hey, how can I use the time that I'm serving in the army for my best interest? Because, you know, serving in the army wouldn't do any good for me, except, you know, it's doing a lot of good for my country. So I started my first online business, which was like a dropshipping store on eBay with a partner. I was like, let's try this thing, because I grew up in a poor family. Really, like, I grew up in lack, let's put it this way. We didn't have what we needed in times, and I really didn't know anything about having money, managing money, business, entrepreneurship, even personal development. I didn't know anything about these things, and back then I didn't even know I need to learn these things. I took a course and I started doing online business while I was going through the army.
How old are you then?
I'm 24 right now.
No, you're still a baby. Incredible. Yeah. How old were you when you first started the eBay business, the dropship?
I was 19.
Okay, so you joined the army when you're 18, I'm assuming?
No, I joined when I was 19, and then I just started right when I joined. So where was I? So basically, I started this eBay business, and then fast forward down the line, 2 years later, I was making a lot of money. I wouldn't say a lot right now, but back then it was a lot. I was making about, I don't know, maybe 4K a month with a partner. So it's 2K each profit. We have two, let's say, freelancers working with us, full-time job. And like we grew a few eBay stores. We had about, I don't know, thousands of feedbacks, like tens of thousands of customers. And we really grew up a business, let's put it this way, that is kind of doing money, right? Even more than a good salary in our country. And all this by serving in the army. And then what's happened is we decided to close this business after 2 years, because I decided, hey, I need to learn more. Like, eBay is fine. I'm doing really good, but I don't know anything about marketing. Yes, I learned to manage money. I learned like so many things. In particular, mostly personal development, because I was starting to read a lot of books about personal development, about money, about the economics, about how to make money. So I decided it's the time for me to go to the next level, because this thing wasn't really scalable. So We closed that business. It was keeping making money for a few months, and I didn't know what to do. I was still in the army. I didn't do it full time. So I decided to just try to do what I love. And for the first thing, I didn't know what to do. So I started to do a few different hustles until doing a Shopify store, like affiliate marketing, like Facebook ads, like Instagram, eventually landed on Instagram. Like basically what was happening is, since I was doing so much personal development, I was learning, I was becoming the best version of myself and still do. I was learning so much from mostly like Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, even Russell Brunson. I was like doing a lot of research and learning that I decided, why wouldn't I grow a brand that would be all around these things? This will allow me to help more people with the values that I'm learning. This will allow me to learn more while I'm in the process. And I just decided to start a brand. So this is how I basically started Awareness of Success. I came up with the name. I started this as a Facebook page. And after 2 weeks doing this as a Facebook page, we got no results. I'm like, yeah. And then I understood that Facebook pages really doesn't work. And then this is what, then I jumped into Instagram. And this is what I'm doing until today. Basically, creating this brand, Awareness of Success on Instagram, allowed me to really start learning about how to blow up Instagram accounts, how to grow following, how to monetize. 25 days down the road, after I got started on Instagram, I had 10,000 followers. And I was already starting to make money only 25 days down the road. 4 months after I got started, already was working with people like Dan Lok. I was having more than 100,000 followers on Instagram. The brand was exploding. A lot of engagement. I was getting so much interactions, business. And right when I had 10,000 followers, I was reaching out to people, my friends, basically in my circle that wanted to grow their own brands. And I'm like, let me help you. I know how to do it right now. I was taking like all the courses, all the mentors, listening to all the YouTube videos. I started to work one-on-one. I was spending thousands of dollars on education, on mentors. And this was allowing me to really learn what to do. So I started taking clients for free at the beginning, and then I started taking more clients paid, and I was basically growing. I was growing my tribe. I was growing my own Facebook group, my Facebook profile, the Instagram account. And this basically step by step by step, I started to learn more and grow more until I started to get to this point where I really started helping people at the higher level, let's say high ticket deals. I started helping people in the entrepreneurial space, which I found the most interesting for me. And I decided that I want to niche down. I want to just do this. I want to focus on one thing and I really started helping people just like yourself. I have a lot of clients, you know, that have podcasts, that have books, that want to become best-selling authors, want to get more coaching clients whatsoever. So this was my main focus. And I just decided to scale in this area. So I started getting more clients, failing sometimes even, it was a journey until I became really good at what I do. And then if I go to where I'm at right now, I was able to leave the army and grow the brand from just doing it myself to growing a team and working right now with multiple of like 8, 7 and few even 9-figure businesses, helping them with this specific team that we was able to master. And that's basically my journey in the past like 4 years of entrepreneurship.
Are you still living in Israel?
Yeah, I am.
Very, very good. For some reason, when I saw the connection for the listening audience, I've met Glenn through a mutual friend, Adam Jablin. So I, for some reason, I thought the connection, you were living in the US at the time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, very, very cool. So let's step back a couple steps before we continue forward.
Okay.
With growing up, did you have any inklings of being an entrepreneur? Did you see that drive in you? Because obviously you got a natural drive to be an entrepreneur at 24 years old. You're very driven. Did you see that naturally growing up, or is that somebody like in your family, or did you follow that through somebody? How did that come about?
So back then, of course, I didn't see anything. If I look back now, I can say that, you know, my family was always telling me that I am like a salesperson because I was always convincing my family and my sister to do stuff for me, like things that why wouldn't I want to? But they always told me like, if I want, I can sell ice to the Eskimos. So this is what I looked back then. And basically when I grew up in a poor family and I didn't have money for all the things that different people and friends had, then I always grew up this desire to, I want to have this freedom. I want to allow myself and even my family, my future family, to have the things that they want and need to gain education, freedom, or whatsoever. So, and I had one uncle, I have one uncle that was an extreme, amazing business person. He's one of the top business person I know. And I really admired him back then. I didn't know him too good because he was living far away, but he was like my kind of, let's say, inspiration, because he didn't have any degree. It's not that I have anything against degrees. I was also very, very good at school. And I just admired him for some reason. It was in my blood, let's put it this way. So now when I look back, yeah, he basically had passion for it even before I knew it. And then also I would expand before you go. When I was 18, while I was in study, I was getting into a sales position in Israel. I was selling like lottery tickets, and in like, didn't know anything about sales. 6 months later, I was one of the best salesperson in the company in my country. I was really, really good. I was so passionate about learning how to sell. And this is the one major skill that allowed me to scale my company to where it is right now, because there are so many Instagram marketers, so many marketers, but so less, like not a lot of people know how to sell, how to network, how to communicate, how to really establish relationship and build trust with people, which is the things I learned and came natural to me. I would say natural, but I had to practice, and I'm still practicing day in, day out to master those things. And these are the things that allows you to step forward.
I always tell everybody that if you're going to have one skill to learn and study and focus on, doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, if you're working for someone, sales. Sales are the number one skill that every young, is to me, it's almost something that should be teaching through high school. Whether you're doing a job interview, doesn't matter what you do, you're always trying to sell yourself. And it's something, a skill that a lot of people don't learn or don't perfect at a young age, and it would benefit everybody. So I love that part of you. That was one thing. When I started my first company, my real first company at 19, it was very sales based as well. And it was something I really drove into and I studied. And as crazy as I had a mentor when I was 19, I'm 43 now. And a lot of his skills he was teaching me with the sales, and it's like building rapport with a customer, commonalities. I'm taking NLP courses now at 43, and stuff that this guy taught me 24 years ago, 25 years ago, he was already practicing these things, which is pretty amazing. And they're all naturally skills for a salesperson, building commonality, building rapport with a customer, and finding things like that. So it's incredible how much sales has helped me through my career. And I always try to tell other young entrepreneurs, focus on learning how to sell first, and everything else will flow with it. So I love that part of you. That's fantastic. So your uncle, what did he, do you mind me asking what type of business he ran?
A lot of things. Like he basically was managing and owning hotels. He had a security company with about 8,000 employees, and God knows, like he's done a lot of things. Like I don't even know. I know only a small part of it.
Do you keep in contact?
Yeah, I have a good relationship with him now. I would say that we have a good relationship because I was able to grow in business. Yeah. So I started calling him for advice, which was really beneficial for me. And that kind of built our relationship.
With your company, Awareness of Success, dive a little bit more into that. The first thing is obviously your Instagram account, how you built it. So you're monetizing that account, I'm assuming, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a big thing I think a lot of entrepreneurs don't realize with Instagram and with social media, is the monetization of accounts. Like you could build an account and monetize and be successful just off of your account. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So the next thing is with your business, helping other entrepreneurs, what do you dive into? Like, is it building their brand? Is it building their image on social media? Is it building their network? Where do you dive into, and how do you focus with them?
So mostly is about a few things. It's about building their brands, how they want to be positioned on social media, or in other words, building their authority and credibility on social media. And then once we are doing it, and this is done by, you know, getting into the brand, getting into the targeted audience, and getting really deep into into growing it and position our clients in the way they want and should be positioned, right? The next step would be to help them monetize, of course. So it's the branding part, traffic, and monetization.
Yeah, very, very cool. With yourself, where do you see the brand going in the next, say, 5 years?
That's a good question. That's a good question that is pretty hard for me to answer this question, because the way I see things right now, I will share more about my big passion and desire to what I want to do is basically I want to help people change their circumstances. And let me explain. When I grew up, I didn't have any, let's say, I wasn't even in the direction into going to the direction that I have right now. I didn't know how to speak in English. I didn't have any education in regard to personal development, entrepreneurship whatsoever. And I was able to build the life that I want to build by education, by practicing, by doing what I do right now and doing for the past 4 years. So my biggest thing is I want to be able to help other people that doesn't know what their path look like, and they know where they want to go, but they don't have the courage, they don't know how to do it. So my big thing is I want to be able to help these people change their paths, you know, change their circumstances. Don't be stuck in this place that where life takes them, and basically create their own path. So this is my biggest thing that I want to do. Now, the company is the way I step to go this way, because to go this route, because in order to do that, I need to build myself. I need to build my skills. I need to help more and more and more people. And so right now we are focusing on Instagram, but the vision that I have is to grow it so big that it's not just about Instagram or social media or marketing. It's about helping people. And I have no idea yet how it's going to happen, but this is exactly where the route I want to take it to in the next, let's say, 5 years.
With your in a prior conversation we were starting when we started off today, you were talking about your education. You were taking engineering in school?
Yes.
Did you ever complete that?
I did. I did complete 2 years of mechanical engineer. It's not like a full degree, it's like a half degree. I have no idea how to pronounce it in English, in mechanical engineering.
Yeah. So when you decided to go on your own, obviously education is probably something that was very fond with your parents to this get you educated. How was their mindset with your parents? How did they feel when you decided to not continue the education and start being an entrepreneur?
It's not just about not continuing, because I did continue. The route that I was having is basically study 2 years, join the army, finish the army, continue the rest 2 years and work as a mechanical engineer. Yeah. So I did complete the first 2 years, and then I was starting to entrepreneurship as a side hustle. So first thing, I didn't say that my parents are divorced. So my relationship with my father is not that good. We don't talk about these things quite often. And with my mother, she is really supportive. Back then, she wasn't supportive, not for the fact of school, because she always trusted me with studies, not for the fact of entrepreneurship. She literally didn't want me to sit all day on the chair. She's like, it's not beneficial for your health. That was her one big issue with all this. And I think it's still her number one thing she doesn't really quite understand. But basically, I really focused on explaining why I do what I do. It's not about how it's gonna go. It's not about the results. It's not about if it's better, if it's worse. It's about this is what I want, and just let me do my thing, and it will be fine.
Yeah, 100%. And you're doing amazing. So congrats on that part so far.
Appreciate it.
How many siblings do you have?
I have one sister, and then I have another four brothers and sisters from my father's next marriage.
From the other marriage. Are any of them entrepreneurs? Any of them following any footsteps with you?
No, they are pretty young. The oldest is like 17.
Oh, they're very young, very young. With your experience with let's dive into quickly into the military. How was your experience with the military? Did you actually it was just training for those 2 years? Did you actually serve any time? Did you go anywhere, or was it more just the training aspect of it?
I guess it's a lot of things. I don't really want to go in deep into the military time, but I guess the number one thing that I can say that I really understood how systems work in the military, which really I'm the guy who likes to ask questions, who like to dig deep into know why things are happening and why this and why that, and really serving in such a big thing, you know, being a small like part from big system, really allowed me to learn a lot about how people act and why they do things and how systems works. And yeah, I guess in some point it was for my best interest.
Yeah, you take everything with a learning experience, right? That's the way you have to focus on. Everything you do is with a learning experience. You've worked with some big, and I was on your website, you've worked with some big entrepreneurs. How's your experience working with individuals like that?
Amazing. It's the number one thing I love about my business. It's allowing me to learn and connect with like-minded people. That is kind of where I want to be, let's say 10 years down the road. It allowed me to shortcut my way, learn so much information in such a short periods, even while I help them. And it's not like they are helping me in the first place. So I'm able to build trust with them, rapport. And suddenly we became friends. Like the guy connected us, Adam Jablin, became really like a big brother to me. He's really an amazing person, amazing individual, amazing entrepreneur. And I'm working with him for about, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 months now, and it's amazing. And so I have a lot of different clients that became really, really, really good friends of mine, and just love it.
Very, very, very good. With your brand, do you have offices now, or do you work still out of your home? How does that work? Is it a home office?
Yeah, because
it all is digital,
home.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's everything digital.
Yeah. With the pandemic, how has it been affected in Israel? Has it been pretty laid back still, or is it very tight, the restrictions there?
I mean, restrictions are not that high, but I guess we have a lot of cases right now. Like Israel is one of the biggest countries in terms of COVID right now. We have about, I don't know, maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people getting sick every day. So it's a lot compared to the size of our country.
Yeah. So that's something you guys have to be aware of. Has that affected business-wise, or I shouldn't even ask you, because you're digital, most of your clientele is right through the U.S., I'm assuming?
Everyone, yeah.
Very, very. So all of them are through the U.S. right now?
Yeah.
Very, 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 very cool. Would you ever plan to move to the U.S.?
I'm not sure if, when you say move, of course I want to travel. If there was no COVID, I was already traveling.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And being in the U.S. for a couple of months, maybe even a year. But moving, I don't know, like, until now, I was in the U.S. for like a month, so 30 days. So I don't know if I want to live there. Maybe. I don't know. Keeping the options, let's put it this way.
Yeah, 100%. With your digital platform and all that stuff like that, your focus right now is obviously on Instagram. Has YouTube been something you've played around with as well?
A little bit. I was creating some videos, uploading them. Not too often, and I wasn't too consistent, and I wasn't doing it too big. Let's put it this way, pretty small.
Would you recommend for individuals trying to build their own brand to focus on one platform, or are you open to all the platforms? Like, how does that work in your mind? Because there's so much out there. From you're looking from Twitter to LinkedIn to. As an entrepreneur and you're trying to build your brand, I find that even myself, it's a struggle of figuring out which platform and should you be on every platform.
Yeah.
What's your advice with that?
So first thing, it's a really, really, really good question. I think the first answer to that is you're not Gary Vee. Let's put it this way. If you're just starting out, you can't be on all platforms. You don't have enough time. You don't know how to do it. You cannot be on all, even you or me, when we are kind of advanced in the business, I would say a little bit advanced, we are not on all platforms. So my biggest tip for that is first learn about all the platforms and really understand what would be the ideal platform for you. Let's say ask yourself if I have budget, big budget or not. If not, then you might need to find platforms that really works better organically. But if you do have budgets, then you might choose different platforms. If you like to do more videos, or if you like to do more, I don't know, articles, like you need to kind of understand what would be the best platform for you. And once you decide on one platform, you need to dedicate all your time in learning how to master this one platform. And only once you don't have to invest so much time in that platform and you can really scale and you're ready, you're making money or getting good results and you're really, really good at one thing at this platform, and you're ready to scale, now is the time to move to the second or third one And usually it's even hiring someone to do it for you. So because it's hard managing like few different platforms, doing it amazing on your own, you got to have a team or an agency or someone helping you with it.
So your business, essentially that's what you do, right? So you're yeah. when somebody hires you, do you take over their account? Or do you actually give them the feeds to let them do their own platform still?
I take over their accounts in terms of their Instagram account. I manage their account. I grow their accounts, but everything that goes up on the account, it's what they want. Like we literally have sessions, you know, learning about the client, understanding exactly their messaging, what they like to talk about, their content. Like, and we just craft everything and manage it in the way they want it to be. And we make sure it's aligned with the algorithm and we aligned with the options to grow and getting the most out of the engagement, authority, leads, sales, whatsoever.
Now, with that aspect, is there like certain goals to when you're setting up with a client? I find with social media, everything is number driven, right? So you're looking at how many likes or how many follows, how many stuff. So these are all number driven stuff. So when you're working with a client, is that something you guys sit down and focus on saying, okay, this is where we are followers. This is where we want to be in the next 3 months. Is that something you look at numbers or you just look at engagement?
So, okay, it's a good question. So first thing is, let's say engagement really matters and followers also matters, but so many people tend to think that, you know, if I'm going to have 1 million followers right now, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to have so much influence. And I know so many people that have millions of followers that are broke, literally broke. You know, followers aren't equal money. It's not. This is the reason so many people do, I don't know, giveaways or buy into fake followers. They think, you know, followers is going to make them famous. It's going to make them getting more sales. But the reason is followers is just followers. It's just a number. And what you really need to care about when you grow a brand is about authentic conversations, about authentic engagement, about relevant people that are really interested in you, your messaging, your products, and just want to connect with you. That's what you should care about. So yes, we have numbers that we look on. Yes, we have goals that we set. But it's not just about the numbers. It's about what are you really getting from these numbers.
Very, very good. I like that part of it. Yeah. Because like I said, you hear that a lot. And when you're talking to individuals with social media, it feels like everybody's very number driven. And I do realize that the numbers mean nothing because if you could have the numbers, but you're not getting the engagement or the interaction, the numbers mean absolutely nothing, right? Yeah. And a lot of people focus on that. So I love that part of it. With yourself, and these are just a few questions I always ask, is if you are building obviously a legacy for yourself, if something were to happen to you today, how would you want to be remembered by your friends and your family in a couple simple words?
That's a good question. I guess if I would say in a couple of words, I would say passionate and enthusiastic, really with a big passion, helping others, I would say really driven into helping other people and grateful for what I have. I guess that's the three things. And probably like a good family member. And yeah, that's mostly it.
Are you into gaming?
No, I don't. No? Why? Because of the chair.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a really comfortable chair. I'm like, why not? And I love orange, so.
I love that. Superpower. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
Superpower. I guess the answer to this question will change based on the day. But what I think right now would be networking. Superpower. And I do it really well, I feel right now. But if there was a superpower, getting to know the right people and getting to communicate with them the way you want. I think that's really important thing that can help you have a lot of impact the way you want into the world.
With you meeting other entrepreneurs, has it been more your networking, like you meeting myself and I introduce you to somebody else, or has it been you going out and find these entrepreneurs and reach out to them saying, hey, I could help you?
Oh, in terms of us getting clients?
Yeah. You obtaining your own client base. Is it more?
It's changes. We have a lot of things. We have, you know, referrals, you know, one client is happy, is bringing his friends, other business owners, and we have, we are also doing cold outreach to business owners who we feel need our help. So it's really, we sometimes even run ads. Right now we don't, but it really depends. We have a few things going on.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell our audience about you, just to get to know you a bit more before we get going today?
I guess I can share like some valuable things about networking, which are really, I want to expand on that because I feel
100%.
I got to where I am right now because of many reasons. But one of them, the major one, was people, was getting to know new people. I'm the kind of guy who is very open about himself and very open about getting to know new people. So when you're starting out, especially when you're starting out, getting to know new people will be extremely hard and will be extremely beneficial. When you're already, like, let's say, big in something, a lot of people want to come to you, right? And they want to come and get to know you and be part of your life. But when you're starting out, you need education and you need to learn from people, okay? There's and having people around you that would be able to give you their knowledge and their values and their point of view about things during the way you grow, during your career, would be was life changing for me, right? Because every step of the way, I was able to grow because I really had amazing people with me along the way, even before I had a team. So I feel networking is a great, great, great skill to have and focus on, no matter what you do. And this comes along with being grateful to people, you know, talking in the right way to people, appreciate people that are coming in and out and learning from every person that you can that's coming into your life.
I love that part because that's something I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs about, and I always kind of drive into everybody, is the day you die is the day you stop learning. You're constantly learning. Yeah. So you have to adapt I always tell everybody, you're never going to reinvent the wheel when it comes to a business or a partnership or a friendship. But if you could take one little thing off everybody you meet, you're just growing yourself and you're growing your knowledge and you're growing who you are as an individual, as a person. So I love that part because you're constantly learning, constantly driving and growing. So it's very important to take whatever you can off somebody and incorporate. You're not going to take everything. I mean, you could sit down with somebody and have a long conversation. If you could take one little part and learn from it, you're just growing every day and developing. So I love that part of you as well. With your business now, this is the last thing I'm going to ask you for today as well, is with your business now, as it keeps growing, and I asked you this before, where is your next steps with your business? Where do you want to take it for the next steps from here on?
I guess next steps is, the next step would be to improve, like we have really, really, really good delivery system, but we got like a limit. Okay. Mm-hmm. And once we're going to hit the limit, we won't be able to grow. So first thing is really take a major steps in improving all the systems inside the business, hiring more people and building better systems for delivery and for obtaining clients. And then the next thing would be to start focusing more on the monetization and more of different social media platforms, because right now we got like this one thing that we are focused on. We have this influencer marketing, about 60, 70 million followers, and we have management, and that's the one thing that we are really good at. And I like to be very, very good at one thing rather than just doing a lot of things being average. So this was my main focus last 2 years. But when I'm able to grow, have more people involved, I want to become and be able to help our clients with a lot of different things, help them save a lot more time. And this, for this, we need a lot of better systems and gaining expertise in different topics. So these would be the next steps in terms of the company.
I love when I always pick on one thing when I hear something that I like, and what you said there is I like focusing on one thing and learning one thing really good before I move on. It's almost like you're staying in your lane. You focus on one thing, you drive your attention to one thing, master it before you try to focus on 30 million things. I think a lot of entrepreneurs, when they first start a business, they spread themselves too thin and they don't allow themselves to grow because they can't focus or determine themselves onto one aspect of that business and grow that part of the business before they expand on it. So I appreciate that part of it, right? Just focusing. And it's a good little lesson for a lot of entrepreneurs to understand, is to focus on one thing that you can master and get really good at, and then continue to grow from there.
I think this lesson is, as far as it is helpful for many entrepreneurs, it's also misleading, because yes, you need to focus on one thing and be master at it. But I'm sure you know it and I know it. We did a lot of things and we failed so many times in different things before we got to master this one thing. So it's not just about doing one thing and stay with it and, you know, until you are mastering it. It's about doing different things and one thing that you feel that you really want to master and you feel like it's scalable and this is your real passion, this is what you want to do, master this. But until you get to this thing, you need to try different things until you really understand what is it that you want in life.
This has been a pleasure having you on, brother.
Appreciate it.
I'm sure we're going to probably end up working together because there's quite a few things I want to pick your brain off the air on. And thank you for coming on. I appreciate your time. This has been an absolute pleasure. In our show notes, I'm going to put all the information how to get to get right through his company, get a hold of Galan. If you have any questions, information, you want to take his services, which are I advise for any young entrepreneur or any entrepreneur trying to grow their digital business or their social media, especially Instagram, great connection. So I'll put everything on our show notes to get a hold of you. And once again, thank you for coming on. Appreciate everything you've done today. Thank you, brother.
All right. Appreciate it.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
It's a wrap for today. Special thanks to Galan for taking time his busy schedule to being a guest on the Jeff Knows Inc. podcast. If you guys enjoy this episode, please tell your friends, tell your family, trying to build something special here. Leave a review. 5 stars would be absolutely amazing. Until next week, everyone, always move forward.